The Restoring Internet Freedom Order impacts what's commonly known as net neutrality. Can you briefly define net neutrality and how this order could change that?
It basically requires providers of internet service to make all content available to users on a non-discriminatory basis. And that's an oversimplification, but it basically, think of the word neutral, it requires internet service providers to be neutral in the way they treat those entities that provide content. Remember also that many internet companies own a lot of content companies, so they have the ability to provide their own content over the internet, and then you have outside or independent content providers that have their own websites, and they provide their content as well. And one of the things that net neutrality protects is you or me as a consumer has the ability to get to any of those websites, whether if we're a Comcast subscriber or a CenturyLink subscriber, or, you know, depending upon what part of Western Colorado you live in, there are other ISPs. So for any of those entities, whoever your internet provider is, you can get to the content that you want without that content being discriminated or without those individual content providers having to pay more to get to you faster, or if they don't, they get to you slower. That's one of the things that can and probably will happen after these new rules are passed.
So how does this impact the bigger companies, Verizon, Comcast?
Well, they're going to be able to make a lot more money. It's somewhat amusing to me. Comcast has been promoting these new rules and saying, we will never block content. We will never throttle someone's content. And I think there's probably some truth to that. But at the same time, there's another concept called paid prioritization. And what's not allowed under the current rules but would be allowed under the new rules would be for an internet provider to say, you know, if you pay this much, you're at this speed. If you don't pay this much, you're at some slower speed. Or there may be a provider of service that has tons of ads on it, and it's annoying as hell, and you get that for free. But you know, you want to see the same content and not have the ads? Here's how much you pay for that. Those kind of things can happen more and more. And if you think of the big companies that own content providers, right? Comcast owns NBC. It owns Universal. You may have situations where you want to get their own content, shoots through nice and quick. You want to get somebody else's content, that comes at a slower speed. So there's a variety of different ways the internet could look after these rules are adopted. The other kind of backside of these rules is what the FCC is saying, again, I'm somewhat oversimplifying, is you can pretty much do whatever you want in the way that you charge and the way that some things can come in faster or slower. You just have to be transparent about it. Just tell consumers what they're getting so they know when they sign up. The problem is, if your only choice is Comcast in a community and you don't like what they're telling you transparently that they're doing, it's not like you can go get the same speed from a competing provider, because many places just don't have the competition.
Boy, it sounds like it could really change what we expect from the internet. You know, recently Comcast deleted its pledge against paid prioritization from its website. Did you notice that?
I didn't notice it on the website, but I have read an article about it. Yes. That's one of the concerns that people have when, you know, they're out there saying we're not going to throttle and block service. I believe that, but their former promise to not do paid prioritization now is off the table. So I think we can expect that's coming.
You know, Gizmodo, that online technology magazine, also said that a period of legal chaos will ensue if this Restoring Internet Freedom Order is approved on December 14th. Can you talk about that and also about the coalition that is working to protect net neutrality?
Yeah, let me start with the second part of that question. There are a number of public interest organizations in the Washington area, Public Knowledge, Free Press, the Electronic Electronic Frontier Foundation, Computer and Communications Industry Association. All of those entities have talked about the potential for a legal challenge if there's going to, after these rules are passed. I think we can be pretty certain they're going to be passed. And there's more than that. Those are just a few examples. So there are probably multiple coalitions out there that are looking at challenging this. And I think what you're likely to see is rules adopted in December. They will vote on something in December, but the actual final document won't be published in the Federal Register until sometime after that. So it may be after the first of the year before we have new rules taking effect. Then there will be litigation filed by someone. And then the legal battles will continue in the courts, because the industry will be backing the commission's actions here. And that will basically be the parties on either side of the case.
It seems like it's a clampdown on free speech, and that it would really hurt any startups that are trying to get a foot in the door.
You know, that's definitely true. I mean, if you think of, you know, Google started in somebody's garage. If this thing was in place then, and Google couldn't get on the net without having to pay exorbitant fees because Comcast had a preferred search engine that it wanted to use, we wouldn't have Google. Now Google can pay whatever the hell they want to charge, but who's the next Google in somebody's garage right now? They're not going to be able to get on.
Ken Feldman, thanks very much for joining me today. I really appreciate it.
You're very welcome. And I would encourage your listeners, because this is a federal issue, if they have a strong feeling about it, they know who their member of Congress is, they know who our two United States senators are, those are the people that they ought to be talking to about how, as citizens, we think these issues ought to be addressed.